Today's daf is Erevin daf Mem Beis. We left off on daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. We are about five lines before the end of the page, six lines. Bo Mine Me Rabba. Today's daf, we're going to discuss three topics. First, we're going to, well, after we finish up the last point from yesterday's daf, but first we're going to discuss the status of food that was taken out of the tchum and then brought back into its original tchum, because at the end of yesterday's daf, we were discussing a person who was brought out of his tchum and then taken back into his original tchum. So now we're going to talk about food. Items are also kona shvisa and can only be brought within the tchum that they started Shabbos. So we're going to discuss what happens when food is taken out of tchum, brought back into the original tchum, and we're going to discuss whether it makes a difference if it was put back by shogun mezid. Then the Gemara is going to tell us three statements about tchum that Rav Nachman said, and Rav Huna disagrees with the last two of those statements. And then the final thing is we're going to discuss machlokas tanaim about how limited a person's movements are when he's placed in an enclosed area that's beyond his tchum, meaning he's outside of his tchum, so normally you only get dalet amos. But what if he's outside of his tchum and now he's in this large enclosure? So how limited is he in terms of walking? The same Tanaim would discuss this issue. Also had an episode on a boat where they had a similar machlokas about, because they were surrounded by the walls of a boat and they were outside the tchum, so do they walk in the entire boat or do they only walk within dalet amos? So the Gemara will show that these cases are not identical to each other. They look very similar, but they're not identical to each other, and the daf concludes with two reasons that we would hold you can carry throughout an entire boat that's outside of the tchum, and we'll give a few nafkaminas between those two reasons. So that's what's on tap for today. Let's begin with Bo Mine Me Rabba. Hutzrach l'nakav of mahu. So if a person has to use the bathroom, if he has to go to the bathroom, and he's outside of his tchum, so he said someone who's brought outside of his tchum only gets dalet amos. But what if he has to go to the bathroom? So to remain the rest of Shabbos right there where he's going to be going to the bathroom is going to be very, very difficult for him. The Rishonim discuss whether he has to urinate or it's only this if he has to defecate, but whatever it's going to be, it's going to be bad. So Amar Lahem, Gadol Kavod Abrios Shedocha Los Seisha B'Torah. So he said, no, Kavod Abrios is Docha Los Seisha B'Torah, and therefore he's allowed to violate Chum Shabbos. Rashi points out, really, Yisurim Da Raisa? Kavod Abrios is Docha Yisurim Da Raisa? Rashi writes, Los Seisha B'Torah, Lav De Lo Sasser, Utchuminami Drabbanu. When we say Los Seisha B'Torah, we really mean the lo sasei of lo sasur, which itself is only in issur drabanan. Tchumin are also drabanan. So kavod abrios is docha drabanan. That's what it means. Not that it's docha da'oraisa. So that's the idea. Kavod abrios is docha isurim drabanan. This is a sugya meseches brachos daf yotes, where the Gemara seems to come to the conclusion that kavod abrios is docha all isurim drabanan, and it's also docha isurim da'oraisa b'shevi al tase. Not become asay, but it's docha isurim da'oraisa b'shevi al tase. The isur da'oraisa would be violated passively, so then Kavod Abrios would win in that case as well. Amri Nardai, Ipikechu, Ayilutchuma, Vikivan Da'ol Ol. So Nardai just pointed out, well, once he's allowed to go beyond his Dalet Amos in order to be able to go to the bathroom, so if he's thinking, if he's smart, what he'll do is he'll go all the way back inside the Tchum to find a nice private place to go to the bathroom, inside his own Tchum that he started Shabbos in. And then once he's back there, now he's able to go in the whole Tchum. Now he's able to travel throughout the entire Tchum, and he won't be limited to Dalet Amos. So that would be a clever thing to do. That would be a smart thing for a person to do. So the Bir Alacha raises the following suffix. I mentioned this Gemara in the quick Daf Yomi review share last night, and someone who's not learning Daf Yomi came over to me and said, that sounds funny. What if a person has a closer bathroom? But can he still just go to the bathroom that's inside of his tchum? He has a closer bathroom that's outside of his tchum. Can he still go to the bathroom that's inside of his tchum because he's being a pikeach, so that he'll then gain the entire tchum Shabbos of his original entire tchum Shabbos? So I wasn't sure. Bir Allah in Simin Tavav, Dibra Maschel Shim, raises this suffix. I was in good company, not being sure. It's a suffix in the Bir Alacha. If a person has a closer bathroom that he can get to, but there's one that's inside his tchum, is he allowed to take the longer distance to go there? The Bir Alacha says it sounds like from the Rush that it's mutter. The Rush also says that if a person has a makom tsunua that's close to him, so he should not look for a makom tsunua that's further in order to be able to go inside the tchum. But the Mordechai says that a person who's allowed to go mishum kavod abrios is allowed to go kiritzono. He can do whatever he wants, even if he can find a makom tzenua that's closer to him. This is part of he says that relates this to the din that's said by a mitzora. Hol v'hutul l'tzarato, hutul l'kirio. So over here also, hutul lo lotzeis mearba amosav. So it's mutzah for him to go wherever he wants. I sort of Zilberstein Chashuke Chemed raises a shaila. Was asked the shaila. Someone asked a woman went to the hospital on Shabbos. She had to give birth and she went to hospital on Shabbos, but there were two places that she could have gone, but one of the hospitals gave out free strollers to all the new mommies, so she wanted to get a free stroller, so she went to the further hospital rather than the closer hospital. So shaila was, does she need to do tshuva? Second shaila, is she allowed to use the stroller? So we'll see later in the daf actually that the stroller, vada, she's allowed to use. It's not a violation of Maisa Shabbos to use the stroller, but does she need to do tshuva for traveling further? So it may depend on this issue, on this suffix of the Bir Halacha, when it's mutter anyway to go outside of Dalet Amos, so do you have to pick the closest place? Over here it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's mutter for her to go in a car, it's mutter for her to travel, so do you have to pick the closest place? Now one could distinguish, we're talking about Chum Shabbos, which is Drabana. It's talking about going in a car, which if she's driving or if a Jew is driving, maybe Da'oraisa. So that might be that might be a little worse. He said what's Pashut though is, if the case was that there were two hospitals and the one that's a little further away allows new mothers to stay an extra day to rest up, one day longer than the one that's closer, that they have different policies, then for sure she's allowed to go to the one that's further away, because that's part of her refuah, that's part of what she feels she needs for to have a refuah after the baby. Now there is a discussion of Rishonim over here also. Some of the Rishonim write that only in a case where hotziuhu nachrim, where goyim have taken him out. This is in Rabbeinu Chananel, in Rashi, Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, that someone who goyim have taken out chutz l'arba amosav. So only when goyim have taken out of his tchum, then he's allowed to go outside his arba amos when he needs to go to the bathroom. But let's say the person did it to himself. He himself walked outside of his tchum. Are we still going to give him this heter that he's allowed to go beyond his dalet amos to go to the bathroom? So he himself went out of his tchum. Say this group of rishonim, asur lo latzeis me'arba amosav, even if he needs to go to the bathroom, cannot go beyond his dalet amos. Other rishonim disagree. The Rambam in the 27th parak of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh disagrees, and he says even someone who's yatzu chutz l'tchum on his own on purpose, and when he needs to go to the bathroom, he's still allowed to go beyond his dalet amos. So the Achronim point out, the Divrei Nechemya, the Minchas Ikaron, that once the reason to be matir to go beyond dalet amos because of kavod abrios, so it has to be that everyone agrees that even if he came out midaito, now it's going to be a kavod abrios issue, that he's able to go beyond the dalet amos. I just mentioned there Rishonim that say otherwise. No, when they say only if a guy took him out, he's able to go, what they mean to say is that the heter that we're going to bring, that if a person's a pikeach, that he could go to the closest one, he doesn't have to go to the closest one, he can go to the one that's in his tchum, he can work his way back inside of his tchum, that's only when he was taken out forcefully by Goyim. But if he wasn't taken out forcefully by Goyim, he came out on his own, that part won't apply. But the idea that he's allowed to go outside of his dalet amos to go to the bathroom, that's kavod abrios. That will always apply. Another point the Achronim discuss, a person who's inside the tchum and he has to go to the bathroom and he can't find a place to go to the bathroom, he's allowed to go, meaning we've been discussing someone who's outside of the tchum. So can he go outside of his four amos to go to the bathroom? What if you're inside your tchum, but there's nowhere inside your tchum Shabbos that's a private place to go to the bathroom? So the Minchas Ikaron, one of the Achronim, says, yeah, you could do that too. It's not mistaver to be mechalik. Tchum Shabbos is tchum Shabbos. You're allowed to violate tchum Shabbos for kavod abrios. What difference does it make whether you're violating it this direction or that direction? It's all the same isser of tchum Shabbos. Good, so the guy's allowed to go outside of his dalet amos to go to the bathroom. Now that he did that, he already was oses tzrachav, he did what he has to do. Does he go back to his dalet amos, or does he stay where he is? Meaning, the halacha is, someone who's outside of his tchum gets dalet amos. So there are several Rishonim, including the Rambam, in the 27th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, halacha tezvav, that indicates that if a person, after he goes to the bathroom, goes back to his Dalet Amos, where he started. However, the Rosh in Perek Dalet Siman Aleph says that after he's also Srachav, so Yesh lo Rishus Srachik ad Makom Sheyichla Hareach, he's allowed to go to a point where he won't be smelling it anymore, where it won't be disgusting for him, so long as it's still, he's still in the direct vicinity, it's still a Kavar Abrius issue. So he's allowed to go beyond where he's going to smell it anymore, and that's where, wherever he gets, when he gets to that point, he has a new Dalet Amos in that area. But he doesn't go back to his original Dalet Amos. Why? What's the Hesber? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that Arba Amos of Shel Adam doesn't have any chashivus once you left there. The Dalet Amos isn't really your makom. It's just that wherever you are, we assume that your current location is defined by your Dalet Amos. But you were never kona shvisa in those Dalet Amos. That's not your makom any more than any other place where you than any other place where you might end up is your makom. Your makom is where you were kona shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos. Now you're somewhere beyond that, so you have Dalet Amos, because that's where you're considered to be right now. That's considered to be not moving when you're within those Dalet Amos. So there's no kunst in going back to those Dalet Amos after you left. That would be the Shitas Harash. Probably the Rambam would assume, no, Dalet Amos becomes your new makom. And that's and given that the situation of being taken outside of Yitzchum, so your new makom is defined by the Dalet Amos. There's also a discussion when we talk about Kavod Abrios, Dochalos Seisha B'Torah, so the Tshuvas Torah L'Shmas, in Tav Kuf Yud, that says that it's mutter to violate an Issur D'Rabbanan, not only for your own Kavod Abrios, even for somebody else's Kavod Abrios. He brings a Raya from Yerushalmi in the first parak of Shabbos. Person is in the middle of getting a haircut, and he finds out Meslo Aviv, he finds out that his father died, so he's allowed to finish the haircut. Both the Megaleach and the Misgaleach, says Yerushalmi. That's a big deal. So the Misgaleach, the one who's getting the haircut, I understand, it's his own Kavod Abrios, so he can violate the Issur D'Rabbanan, because, what, he's going to have a half a haircut? It's going to look ridiculous. Half his head is cut, half is not. That's a Kavod Abrios issue. So so for the sake of Kavod Abrios, we allow him to finish his haircut. But even the barber finds out that Meslo Aviv, he's allowed to finish off the haircut, because the Kavod Abrios of the guy, the barber's allowed to violate Nisra Drabbanan, continuing to do Malacha, for the Kavod Abrios of this fellow, for the Kavod Abrios of the person that's getting the haircut. Someone asked me a Shaila, just recently, they have some sort of skin condition where when where hair won't grow on their face in certain splotches, in certain parts, that it's a skin condition that they just got for the first time in their lives now, as an adult, that so when they grow their Sfira beard, so it's going to be very, very embarrassing for them, because they're going to be real spots of discolored skin or something that you're not going to be able to, that there's not going to be any hair in those spots. So Pashtus, Kavod Abrios is Docha Los Seisha B'Torah, is Docha Nisa D'Rabban, and certainly the Minhag of shaving during Sfira, Pashtus, that would be a Kavod Abrios issue if it's something that looks very unusual and the person is embarrassed to walk around that way. There's a famous Shuvah in the Nodi Behuda about Kavod Abrios being Docha B'Shevi Altas, and the Nodi Behuda and Orchaim Adur Kamis Simon Lamed Hey discusses a case where a yeshiva bacher was engaged to a girl, and he just confessed that he was having an affair with the girl's mother for several years. So he wanted to know, does he have to tell his father-in-law, his future father-in-law, that he's asura to his wife? So what's the svara? Why wouldn't you have to tell Nisra D'Oraisa? The man's not allowed to be with his wife. She cheated on him. It's Nisra D'Oraisa. So he said that, so the Shoal's cheshbon was, yeah, but if this becomes public, the Kavod Abrios of the family would be terrible. So is this better to say, Gadol Kavod Abrios, Shidocha, Los Seisha B'Torah? Is this called passively being Docha, Los Seisha B'Torah? By not saying anything, the guy is going to be passive. But the Isser is going to be done b'kum v'asei, because every time the father-in-law is with the mother-in-law, it's an Isser being done b'kum v'asei. So that's an interesting machlokas. The Nodi Behuda pins it down to a machlokas Rambam Rush in the Girsin Brachos Daf Yud Tes. Someone just told me yesterday, and works in the psych ward, that from family came in, they had exactly this shaila. Exactly this case, unbelievable. Okay, anyway, says Gemara Vayter, Aminar Dai from family. Aminar Dai, Ipikechu. Yeah, so we just said that. Amar Rav Papa. So the Gemara says as follows. Rav Papa says, Peros Yatzu Chutzal Tchum V'Chazru. If Peros were brought outside of the Tchum and then they were brought back, Afil B'Mezid Lov Sidu Es Mekoman. Even B'Mezid, they don't lose their original spot. So again, let's Chazer over. And yesterday's daf we learned, if a person willfully leaves his Tchum Shabbos and is that brought back into the Tchum, he can only go within his Dalet Amos, if he willfully left. If he was forced to leave and forced to come back, he retains his original Tchum Shabbos. Normally the halach is food is limited to the Tchum of its owner. So now, Rav Papa teaches about a case of fruits were taken out of the Tchum and then brought back in. So what's the halacha of the fruits? So says Rav Papa, they retain their original Tchum Shabbos. My taima. It's the same as being forced out. If a guy is being schlepped out against his will, the fruits, when they're taken, they're always against their will because they don't have a will. So they don't get a say. So it's always considered to be that they're anus. Fruits were forced to go where they went and would be just like a person who was taken out and brought back against his will, where you retain the original Tchum Shabbos. Say, Isfei, Rav Yosef Bar Shmai, Rav Papa, Rabbi Nechemi, Rav Elazar, Ben Yaakov, Amrim, Liel, Masun, and Atshiachsel, and Mekoman, Shogigin. B'shogigin, B'mezid, lo. No, don't you see that only if they're brought back B'shogig into their original location, they get back their original Tchum Shabbos. But if they're brought back B'mezid, it doesn't work. Says Gemara Tanoi, it's Machlokas Tanoi, if perus were brought outside of the tchum b'shogeg yochle, then they could be eaten b'mezid lo yochle. But if they were brought out b'mezid, then they cannot be eaten. Rabbi Nechemya Omer b'mekomen yochle shalob b'mekomen lo yochle. If they were brought back to their original place, then you could eat it. But if they were never brought back to their original place, calls man that they're outside of the tchum, you may not eat those perus. May b'mekomen. What does b'mekomen mean? Ilema b'mekomen b'mezid. If b'mekomen means they were brought back to their original place, b'mezid v'akatani behedya, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Amrim liol masurin ad sheyachzru l'mekomen shogegin. But we had beferish that Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Elazar say that it's usher unless you bring it back b'shogeg, b'shogegin b'mezid lo, which very clearly tells us that if it was brought back b'mezid, it's no good. El alav b'mekomen b'shogeg. So it must mean that when we say b'mekomen, that Rabbi Nechemi says that b'mekomen you could eat it, that means that it's brought back to its original place, b'shogeg, b'chisuri mechzav achi katani. And this is the way to read the braisa. Peros sheyatzu chutz l'tchum b'shogeg ye'achlu, b'mezid lo ye'achlu. Peros that were brought outside the tchum. If they were brought outside b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat them. If they were brought outside the tchum b'mezid, you may not eat them. B'medvar mamurim shelo b'mekoman. That's only when they're still outside the tchum. Aval b'mekoman, afil b'mezid yachlu. But if they're back inside their tchum, then even b'mezid you can eat them. Va'asar Rabbi Nechemya lemeimar, and then Rabbi Nechemya comes to be cholik, and he says, afil b'mekoman nami b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. Even if they're back in their tchum, you could only eat them if it was b'shogeg, but not if it was b'mezid. So the first interpretation of this braisa is that the braisa is speaking about a case that the fruits were put back in their original tchum on purpose, and that's the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Nechemya. Tanakama says they could be eaten throughout the entire original tchum. Rabbi Nechemya says they may not be eaten throughout the entire original tchum. That's what yachlu means, that to be eaten with that throughout the entire original tchum. Do they get back that original tchum? So you see, it's a machlokas tanaim. So again, Rav Papa raised the shaila. Peros were brought out, and then they were brought back in. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, you see, it's a machlokas tanaim. If it was brought back in b'mezid, machlokas tanakama and Rabbi Nechemya. So says the Gemara, no, there's another way to interpret that machlokas in the Braisa. Lo, b'mezid b'mekoma andukul yam lo pligid yasir. It could be that everybody agrees that if it was b'mezid and it was in its original tchum, everyone, it's back in its original tchum, everyone would agree it's asir. V'acha b'shogeg shalo b'mekoma pligi. Over here the machlokas is, it was brought out of the tchum b'shogeg, and it still remains right now outside of the tchum. Tanakama saver b'shogeg shari shalob b'mekoman. Rabbi Nechemi saver afilu shogeg b'mekoman in shalob b'mekoman lo. Tanakama says that if it was b'shogeg brought outside of the tchum, you're allowed to eat it. And Rabbi Nechemi says even b'shogeg b'mekoman in shalob b'mekoman lo. Even if it was b'shogeg, only if it's back in its tchum, it's okay. Not if it's outside of its tchum. So the second interpretation of the braisa, they argue about food taken out of the tchum by accident, and it's still outside the tchum. So now the Gemara is going to reject this explanation. But doesn't the Seifa say that Rabbi Nechemi and Rabbi Elazar both say that it's always going to be usher unless it's brought back l'mekomen shogegin, shogegin b'mezid lo, makes it sound like only if it's shogeg but not if it's mezid, and that's what Rabbi Nechemi holds. Makal de Tanakama savar b'mezid nami shari, makes it sound like Tanakama holds that if it gets back b'mekomen Kalman, even b'mezid is going to be mutter. So Shema Bina, so therefore you see the first interpretation of the Braisa is correct, that they were arguing about fruits that were put back in their original tchum on purpose. That's the Machlokas Tanakam Rebbe Nechemiah. Tanakama says they could be eaten throughout the entire original tchum. Rebbe Nechemiah says they may not be eaten throughout the entire original tchum. So period. So all the Gemara tried to do over there is wanted to know what the din is by fruits that were taken outside of the tchum, and the Gemara suggested Tanaihi, that there's a Machlokas Tanaim that depending on which way to understand the Machlokas Tanaim may tell us whether those fruits can be taken throughout the original tchum or not, and we stick with that assumption that this is in fact a Machlokas Tanaim. Amr of Nachum Amr Shmuel. Ha'imahalich ben yodei tchum Shabbos. Interesting halacha. A guy is walking around and he doesn't know where tchum Shabbos is. He doesn't know what the tchum is. Mahalich alpayim psios beinonios vizui tchum Shabbos. So what he should do is he should walk 4 regular steps. Before we get to this halacha, an important issue. The food that was taken out that we were just speaking about, it took out of the tchum, then you brought it back into the tchum. Tosfos, all the Rishonim really raise a very simple question over here. There is something called Maisa Shabbos. The halacha is that if a malacha is done on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. So what are we talking about over here? You brought the food outside the tchum, you bring the food back into the tchum, so you want to know, can you benefit from the food? The Gemara in Chulin says, if a person cooks on Shabbos b'mezid, he's not allowed to get any hanah from that bishul. So why in our sukkah, peros came from chutz l'tchum, even b'mezid, the peros don't become asr. They don't, not even mafsid es makomun, right? So what happened? Why isn't this Maisa Shabbos? So this is a four-way machlokas rishonim. What the svara is, why it's not a problem with Maisa Shabbos. Tosos, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, all say that the reason that a cooked food becomes asr is because the person who cooked violated Nisr Daraisa. So when he does it, b'mezid, the food becomes asr bana. But over in our sugya, we're talking about a case of Yantif, where Isr Tchumen is only Darabanan. That's the Lashon Rishonim assume that it's Tafka Lin in Yantif, and the Isr Tchumen is only Darabanan. So they were not machmir on the peros, and the peros are mutter. But if this would have been done on Shabbos, enochinami, the peros would be mafsides mekoman v'nesarim. Meaning enochinami, if this were on Shabbos, it would taka be a problem. That is one approach in Rishonim. The Ramban gives a second approach, that once the peros came here on Erev Shabbos, the bailim was not nena from the hotzara and the hachzara of the peros. Meaning what happened? These peros were here Erev Shabbos. Elamai, they were taken outside the Tchum and Shabbos, then brought back into the Tchum and Shabbos. Had none of that ever happened, they would be here, and he would be able to use it. So he's not being nena from the fact that they were brought inside the Tchum, because you have to view it, you don't view it as two separate events. When they were brought outside the Tchum, event number one, and then event number two, when they were brought inside the Tchum, and say, oh, he got hana from that last event. No, you view, what if nothing bad would have ever happened? No malacha would have been done, no otsa would have been done. Then what would have been with these fruits? Well, they would have been right here, and the Bailam would have had them. So it's called that he's not getting any hana from what happened on Shabbos. That's Ramban's approach. The Ritva gives a third opinion. He's based on what he explains in Rabbeinu Yonah, that which bishul is nesar, that's because the malach is done on the guf hachefetz, it's done on the object itself, as opposed to a case where there's no malacha done on the object itself, then it's not going to be aser. So he says, based on that, the peros are brought mechutz l'tchum, it's not a maisa beguf hachefetz, and therefore it's lov sidus mekoman, it doesn't lose the place, because nothing changed in the object itself. You're not doing anything in the object itself, it just happens to be that it's brought from one place to another. Very similar to the svara that hotza'a is a malacha gerua, right? That hotza'a is hotza'a malacha gerua. You didn't do anything to the object, you just change this location from one place to the other. The Chayyadim is quoted in the Bir Alachon, Shin Yud Ches, that when the Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person does Malacha B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, it's usher for him and for other people to get Hana from that object on Shabbos, and B'Mezid, it's usher for him to get Hana from it ever. That's only by Mevashel, says the Bir Alachon in the name of the Chayyadim, when you cook something or you do something B'Guf HaDavar, where it changes the object object itself. But let's say it's hotza'a, you carry from rishos to rishos, where nothing changes in the object itself. So if it was done b'shogeg, it's mutter even for the person who did it. And even boba yom, even on Shabbos. And b'mezid, it's also afil la'achir man mutzai Shabbos. But he says, roi la'achmin b'kali suri Torah like b'ev mivashal. But he quotes such an idea that when you don't do anything in the guf ha'chefes, it's not going to be a violation of ma'aseh Shabbos. The case we said before, can the woman get anah from the stroller when she goes to the hospital that gives out the free strollers? So Pashas, what's the isser that was done with the stroller already? The stroller was that it was brought from outside the tchum, so or that she was brought from outside the tchum to get to the stroller. So the chora, that would not be ma'aseh Shabbos problem at all. The fourth shita is the shita of the Ran. The Ran says that since it's not nicker in the peros that a ma'aseh isser was done with them, so it's lo hifsedes makomen. As opposed to by Bishul, the ma'aseh isser is nicker in the food. So the main nafkamina between all these four explanations of why we don't have a ma'aseh Shabbos problem, several nafkaminas. Let's say a person violates an isser drabban and b'mezid. So does the item become asr or no? So according to the Rishonim, the first group of Rishonim, so then it's going to be mutarbana because it was only and this is drabanan, but according to the other Rishonim, it's going to be aser. Bir alacha paskins simin shin yudches aser. Another nafkamina. Let's say the object itself didn't change. Does it become aser now? According to the Ran, it's going to be mutter. According to the other Rishonim, it's going to be aser. Third nafkamina. Let's say you have a malacha that the malacha is hispatel. The malacha, the effects of the malacha wear off. So does it go back to its original matzav? Do you now assume that it's not called Ma'aser Shabbos anymore? So according to the Ramban and the Ran, l'chor would be mutter. That would be the huge nafkamina. Let's say it wasn't a malacha of cooking. It was just warming up food. Someone warmed up food on Shabbos in an inappropriate way, in a way that you're not supposed to. So you wait till the food cools down. So you say, okay, now I'm not getting anah from the Ma'aseh Shabbos anymore. But you say, no, this Chefza had an Isser Shabbos done on it, mele it's Aser. So big nafkamina is a lot of times people are at someone's house and the host doesn't know how to warm up food properly on Shabbos. So can you eat the food that was warmed up? Can you wait till it cools down to room temperature and then eat it? That would be nafkamina. And this machlokas, the Ramban and the Ran, the post can discuss. What if a person does borer, chubas rav pa'alin, in the chelik alf simin yud gimel? Someone does borer on Shabbos. So can you just take all the stuff, mix it back in together, and then be nana from it? Once it's already nivra, so you can't. But what if you undo the borer? So can you undo the ma'aseh, make it not nicker in the chefetz? That's this machlokas rishonim right here. Okay, so now weiter in the Gemara. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hayam Mahalich Ben Yodei Tchum Shabbos. The guy is walking and he doesn't know where Tchum Shabbos is. Simple way to measure Tchum Shabbos. Mahalich Alpayim Psios Benonios Vizui Tchum Shabbos. Take 2,000 steps. Each step is roughly an amma, and that way you're going to have your Alpayim amma. Vamra Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Well, before we get to the next statement, the Rambam paskins. The Rambam quotes the lashon of the Gemara over here in Perek Chav Zayin Alecha Dalin of Hilchos Shabbos. Someone's mahalich bebikah, doesn't know Tchum Shabbos, goes 2,000 amos. That's his Tchum Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch paskins this as well. No one says anything. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch never say anything about it being a shasat chak, tzorich mitzvah. Stam, you're in a bikah and you didn't measure Tchum Shabbos. However, the Meiri says when our Gemara says that you could just measure by taking steps, that's only b'shas hadchak, where you have some dvar mitzvah to go to and you couldn't get there Meir of Shabbos, so then you could be moded the tchum. But if you could have done a Meir of Shabbos, then you need to be moded b'meduyak. You have to be very careful and measure precisely. L'chadchila, certainly you have to do a medida yafe. You have to measure precisely. This is only in a significant b'diyevit situation. That's how the Meiri says. There is a statement in the Kolbo, in the name of the Rambam. The Kolbo says that a person who measures 2,000 amos for Tchum Shabbos, he should be mode derech hilucho. If he only has alpayim amma b'tzimtzum to where he needs to go, he shouldn't rely on it. Meaning, so some understand the Kolbo is saying that really our steps are slightly larger than an amma. So if you get to exactly 2,000 amos, and that's where you need to go, exactly 2,000 steps, so probably that's a little too far. You shouldn't go that far. Chaznish says, no, that's not what it means. Just what the Kolbo means to say, not that your average step is a little more than an amma, he just means to say that we should be choshesh, that maybe you didn't take average steps. You thought you were taking psios benonios, but since this is an imprecise way of measuring, so you have to be choshesh, and maybe you took extra extra large steps, and you shouldn't rely on it in if it's very mitzumtzum, if it's right up on the border of the 2,000 amos. Is that the only way to measure? What about measuring on 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos is a meal? So kedei hiluch meal. We always have that shear in time. So instead of measuring steps, why don't you just measure time? Start walking an average walk. So that the Shari Tshuva quotes in Aruch Chaim Simchat Torah design. But yeah, you could do that also. He quotes from the Chota Shani that a person could measure by walking for 18 minutes, and that will be how he figures it out as well. So that's how one measures Tchum Shabbos when he has no idea how to measure Tchum Shabbos. He could take the 2,000 steps, and that will be the measurement of the Tchum Shabbos. Okay. Vam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Shabbos Bebikavi Kifua Nachman Mechitza. Let's say a guy makes Shabbos in a... Shabbos starts while he's out in the middle of an open field, and then Goyim build a Mechitza around him. So B'Shabbos. Mahalich Alpayim Amo U'metaltal B'kula Al Yudei Zrika. So he's allowed to go full 2,000 Amos from his location, and he could be metaltel throughout that entire enclosure al yidei zrika, by throwing things throughout the entire enclosure. So he started Shabbos in an open field. That was the field itself. The case is the field itself is larger than 2,000 amos. And then the non-Jews built a fence around the entire field. So Rav Nachman Shmuel holds chum is still limited to only 2,000 amos within that enclosure from his original location, but he's allowed to throw things even beyond the 2,000 amos anywhere within the walls. Rav Huna Amar Mahalich Alpayim Ama Umetaltal Dal Ramos. Rav Huna agrees that his chum is limited to the 2,000 amos from where he started, but he disagrees in that he holds that you can only carry objects within 4 amos. And the Gemara is going to explain that because there's no barrier to differentiate the part of the field that's within 2,000 amos and the part that's beyond the 2,000 amos. The walls are beyond the 2,000 amos, so you don't have a physical barrier there to remind you where the Alpayim Amah is. So that's what the Gemara is about to explain. Why can't you be metaltal in the whole field? We're afraid you're going to go where you're chayfa. Meaning, the trick over here is that the place is a Rosh HaSayachid. It's surrounded by mechitzos. So in terms of the halach of carrying on Shabbos, you have no problem. Normally things work in the reverse. That you have a place that is within your tchum, but you can't carry because it's not a Rosh HaSayachid. Here you have a situation where you have an area that's all one big Rosh HaSayachid. So you're allowed to carry there, but you're not allowed to be there. You're not allowed to go there. So how do you carry something to a place you're not allowed to go? You throw it. You throw it beyond the 2,000 amos. It's beyond your Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to go there. But you're allowed to throw something there because it's all within these walls that are all one big Rosh HaSayachid. So that's the question. So that's what the Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel holds. Yeah, no problem. Be metaltal yidei zrika. You could throw it, and that's no problem. But Rav Huna says, no, I'm afraid if you throw it, you're going to come to follow it. You're going to come to walk there, and you're not allowed to walk there. So Baal Paya Miyas Litatal Ki Orchei. But still, why does Rav Huna say that you're not allowed to carry beyond Dalet Amos? Shouldn't within the 2,000 Amos, the way you're allowed to walk, shouldn't you be allowed to carry? So Mishum Davi Kemechitza Shnifrit Zabimunah L'Makom Asula, because it's a place that's wide open to an area that's Aser. There's no demarcation of where you're not allowed to walk, of where that line is, and therefore we're afraid if we let you go beyond your Dalet Amos, we let you carry beyond your Dalet Amos, you're going to carry into the location where you're not allowed to walk. Or you're going to walk to the location, you're not allowed to walk. Chia Barav Amar Mahalich Alpayim Mama U'metaltal Alpayim Mama. Chia Barav says you can walk 2,000 amos and you can carry within the 2,000 amos. So come on, who is he holding like? The Lok Rav Nachman, the Lok Rav Huna. He seems to be against everybody. He's against Rav Nachman, he's against Rav Huna. So now, Ema Mitaltal Ba'arba. No, what he means to say is he could be metal, meaning why is he against Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman said you're even allowed to be metaltal more than Dalet Amos Al Yidei Zrika if you throw it. Chia Barav seems to be a little more machmer. He says, no, you're not allowed to move an object beyond those 2,000 amos. But he's a lot more makel than Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said you're only allowed to move an object within 4 amos. He gives you 2,000 amos. So Ema Mitaltal Ba'arba. So you got to say he really meant Mitaltal Ba'arba. Then he's saying the same thing as Rav Huna. You're right, he's saying the same thing as Rav Huna, and that's the way it should read. So he said, don't argue on Shmuel. D'tanya kavase, because we have a price that says just like Shmuel. D'tanya hayimodid above. A person was measuring, a person was putting his Eruv, and he was coming to measure the location of the Eruv. And he was going to the 2,000 amos, the kolsim yidasa b'chatzia ir, and he gets to the end of 2,000 amos, right in the middle of a city. So mutar l'tatal b'koli ir kulo, you're allowed to carry things throughout the entire city, as long as you don't walk beyond your 2,000 amos. Again, the city may be a whole Rishus HaYachid, but you're not allowed to walk beyond your 2,000 amos. So my metalta, lav al yidei zriku, when we say he's allowed to be metalta al yidei kulo, well, how are you metalta al yidei kulo if you're not allowed to walk al yidei kulo? Isn't it al yidei zriku? Aren't we talking about that you're throwing it? So you see, Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel is correct, that first shita that we quoted, that you're allowed to carry things beyond your 2,000 amos by throwing them there. You just can't walk there. Amar Rafuna lo, al yidei meshicha. No, we're not talking about throwing things. We're talking about pulling things toward you. That's what it's saying. Amar Rafuna, yimodi dubava kolsa midasa b'chatzi ir, ein lo l'chatzi chatzer, b'chatzi chatzer rather, ein lo l'chatzi chatzer. If a person is measuring, and he gets his 2,000 amos halfway middle of someone's chatzer, so he's only allowed to walk to halfway through that chatzer. He's not allowed to walk beyond that. So pshita, of course he's not allowed to walk beyond that. Ema yesh lo chatzi chatzer. Now the chiddush is that he's even allowed to walk within that first half of the chatzer that's still within his 2,000 amos. That's what we're emphasizing. The fact that he's not allowed to walk beyond the 2,000 amos, that's the davar pashun. But the fact that he's allowed to go in the first half of the chatzer, that's the chiddush. Says Mar Hainami pshita. Isn't that also obvious that he's allowed to walk within the first half of the chatzer? Why wouldn't he be? It's within his tchum Shabbos. So says Gemara, Mal detema lechosh dil maasil tatul bekula kamash malan. I might have thought that we have to be choshish that maybe he's going to come to walk throughout the entire area. So kamash malan therefore comes to tell me you don't have to worry that he's going to go through the entire area. Amar Rav Nachman, modeli huna. So Rav Nachman says, even Rav Huna would agree to me. Again, what was machlokes Rav Nachman? Rav Huna, Rav Nachman was one that said that you can carry things even more than 2,000 amos al yidei zrika, and Rav Huna was one that said no, you're only allowed to carry within dalad amos. So Rav Nachman says, Huna agrees to me. Hayimodi lubav v'kolsim yidasav al sfas tikra. I'm sorry, this is going on the last machlokes where you get to chatzi chotzer, where your tchum ends at chatzi chotzer. Rav Nachman was mekel. They allowed Nachman rules you can carry within his original tchum and can throw objects even beyond the tchum or chatzi ear. And Rav Huna holds nothing is allowed to be carried in the entire area, even within your tchum. So he says, but Rav Huna will be molded to me that if kolsim yidasa al sfas tikra, that if the end of the tchum Shabbos came right by a roof's edge, so then mutter, then it's going to be mutter l'taltal b'kol habayis. You're going to be allowed to carry throughout the entire house. My time, hold the tikras habayis chavetas, because there you have a clear demarcation. You have the tikras habayis as the roof's edge is a clear line that marks the end of the tchum. So even Rav Huna would agree that you can throw something into the house. You may not be able to walk there because it's beyond your alpayim amma, but to throw something into the house you're allowed to do, because we're not worried that you're going to end up in the house. You have the walls of the house to remind you where your tchum Shabbos ends. You have the tikras habayis to remind you where your tchum Shabbos ends. So Rav Nachman says Rav Huna would agree to me on that. Period. Next statement. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nassan Kitanai. The machlokas whether people should not be allowed to throw objects beyond their tchum Shabbos out of fear that they might walk there. Again, Rav Nachman was not concerned about that. Rav Huna was concerned about that. May in fact line up with the machlokas tanaim. What's the machlokas tanaim? If he was brought to another city and a person was placed inside an enclosed area, so Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say he can walk throughout the entire area, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva say he's only allowed to go within Dalet Amos. Wait, what does this have to do with being metaltal an object beyond your Tchum Shabbos? So says the Gemara, maybe it's like this. My love, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah damar mahalichas kula. The reason they say you're allowed to go in that entire enclosed area is because they're not worried that if we tell you can go in that entire enclosed area, then even when you're out in the middle of nowhere in an open field, you're also going to keep on walking beyond your Tchum Shabbos. You're also going to take more than Dalet Amos. They don't make such a gezeira. They don't make a gezeira of hiluch bedir v'sar atu hiluch bibika. So midi hiluch atu hiluch lo gazri. If they didn't make a gezeira of one type of hiluch atu another type of hiluch, tiltalatu hiluch lo gazri, then certainly one would imagine they're not going to make a gzeira that you shouldn't be allowed to move an object beyond your tchum Shabbos, lest you come to walk beyond your tchum Shabbos. For Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, the other side is da'om remain lo el arba amos, that say that if you end up inside an enclosure outside your tchum, you're still only limited to your dalet amos. The Gazri, he looked there, Vesaratu, he looked the Beka. They say, because if we allow you to walk throughout the entire enclosure, you may also come to walk, even when you're in an open field, when you're in a Beka. So, Hiluchatu, Hiluch Gazri, Tiltalatu, Hiluch Nami Gazri. If they're going to make the Gzera of Hiluchatu, Hiluch, of walking in an enclosure, Atu, walking in a Beka, so probably they'd make a Gzera that you're not allowed to be metaltal something beyond your Alpayim Amma, lest you come to walk there. So that seems to be the same Machlokas Tanaim. Says Gemara, no, it's not at all the same. Mimai, Dilma, Kilo Gazri, Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Loz Ben Azariah, Hiluch Basar V'dir, Atu Hiluch Bika, Hani Mili Hasim Deshnei Makamal Sein. Maybe when are they not Gozer, Hiluch Atu Hiluch, that's when we're talking about two different types of places. One is a place where you're enclosed, and the other is a place where it's an open field. So they're not going to make a gzera that if we let you walk within an enclosed area, that we're worried that you're going to walk in an open field also. But in the same location where you're throwing an object, to be concerned that you might follow that object, that's a much more reasonable concern, according to them. Then they are worried that you may end up going wherever you threw that object. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Akiva, Nami. And on the other side also, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Akiva, Mimaydi Mishum de Gazrihu. How do you know that it's because they're making gzeira that we're afraid of hiluch atu hiluch? No, maybe it's mishum de kasavri kiyar min and kol abayis kulo karba amos dami hani mi hechad the shavas b'avr mechitzos mi bod yom. When do we say that the entire house has a din of dalet amos? Meaning, when do we say that an entire enclosure is considered dalet amos? That's only if you were there before Shabbos started. The reason we don't let you walk in the entire enclosure when you're outside yitzchum is not because we're afraid if you were out in the middle of an open field you would do the same. No, it's because it's mamash asur to walk inside the enclosure. It's an isser. There's no heter. Just, well, because you have mechitzos. Mechitzos only work if they were there miba'od yom. Avalecha to l'shavas b'av mechitzos miba'od yom lo. But if there are no mechitzos there miba'od yom, then it wouldn't work. Rama Rav. Hilchsuk Rabban Gamliel b'dir v'soar u'svina u'shmur alamer hilchsuk Rabban Gamliel u'svina al b'dir v'soar lo. So in the Mishnah we learned about a situation where it was the same four Tanaim that were on a boat that was beyond the Tchum Shabbos. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Elazar ben Azariah walked through the entire ship. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua stayed within the Dalet Amos. So now Rav says halachas like Rabban Gamliel b'dir v'soar u'svina. Rabban Gamliel in both cases, and therefore he holds you can move throughout the entire area. If you're in a dir v'soar, you're in an enclosure outside Yitzchum, it's okay, you can go through the entire enclosure. You're in a boat outside Yitzchum, you go through the entire boat. That's Rav's Shita. Shmuel says, no, the halach is like Rabban Gamliel b'sfina, that you're allowed to go throughout the entire boat, but not by some other enclosure. By other enclosures, you're not allowed to go throughout the entire area. Why the difference? So, d'kuli amamiyas, halach Rabban Gamliel b'sfina. Everyone agrees that the halach is like Rabban Gamliel on a boat, that if you're on a boat that's beyond your Tchum Shabbos, you're allowed to go wherever you want. So why does everyone agree to that? Why on a boat is it better than in some other enclosed area that's outside your Tchum Shabbos? So Gemara gives two explanations. My time, so Amar Rabba hol v'shavas ba'avir mechitzos mi ba'od yom. Rabba holds, since you were within the walls of the boat when Shabbos started, you can walk throughout the boat. The Dir V'sar case was when Shabbos started, you were Kodesh Visa in one place, you went beyond your 2,000 amos and you ended up in an enclosure that you weren't in when Shabbos started. Over here by the boat, you were inside the walls of the boat when Shabbos started. So just like you'd be allowed to walk through an entire house that you were in when Shabbos started, no matter how big the house is, so the same is true by a boat. Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Zera gives a different explanation. Hol sfina natalto mitchilas arba umanachto besof arba. He says, no, the svara is the boat is constantly moving, so you're constantly getting a new four amos within which to walk. So wherever you go, you're always within your dalet amos. As you keep walking, you're in a new location. Every time you're carried to a new location, you get dalet amos in that new location. So wherever you're going, you're always within your dalet amos. Every step you take was within dalet amos of the last step, as long as the boat is moving. So my benai, what's the nafkamina between the two of them? Ik benai shenifchasu dofne svina, inami bekovitz misvina l'svina. What if the walls of the boat come down, or you jump from one boat to the other? So now you go from one boat to another, so now you're not in the same mechitzos that you started Shabbos in. Or the walls on the side of the boat come down, now it's become a raft. Now you're not in the same mechitzos that you started Shabbos in. So if you hold like Rabbah that it's all about starting being in the same mechitzos that you started Shabbos in, that's where you're allowed to carry throughout out the entire boat, then you wouldn't be allowed to in those cases. But if you hold like Rabbi Zeira, that it's all about the boat is constantly moving, then it would be okay. Rabbi Zeira, my time alone, Karaba. Why doesn't Rabbi Zeira want to say like Rabbi? Sounds like a very good svara. You're in the same mechitzel, so you started Shabbos in. So Amalach mechitzel savriach mayim asuyas. Rabbi Zeira would say, no, those walls don't count as real walls, because they're not meant to enclose anything. The reason the boat has walls is to keep the water out of the boat. It's not to enclose the boat. It's not to give mechitzos to the actual boat itself. Okay, there's a lot to discuss in this case. We're actually right in the middle of something. Maybe just a quick mention. There are four shitos in Rishonim why it is that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva disagree that I'm going to be held by the boat, and they hold that you're not allowed to be mahalichas kulo, even though you assuming like Rabbah that it has to do with avir mechitzos mibod yom, even though you're avir mechitzos mibod yom. Various shitos in Rishonim. What the svar is to say that's a problem. So all right, we don't have time for it. Okay, we'll pick up from the rest of this discussion tomorrow, Bez Hashem.